Montgomery.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breast. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
God loves you.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 5 o'clock, stand by for news.
Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he supports arming qualified teachers or others in schools to deter future attacks.
We need to let people know, you come into our schools, you're going to be dead, and it's going to be fast.
State and local officials met with the president today at the White House discussing gun law reforms and school safety. Citing customer feedback, the First National Bank of Omaha says it's ending its relationship with the National Rifle Association and will no longer offer its NRA Visa card. The bank is a major national issuer of branded credit cards. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos today saying school choice is the future of education.
I think the core issue is that we need to really embrace, as a country, education freedom.
Secretary DeVos commenting at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Mr. Raspy Voice here. We're working on it. Couple of things in that Fox Newscast. Who was it that said they were going to stop offering the NRA credit card?
One of the big
That's
banks.
Such a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
The NRA isn't about shooting people up. It's about responsible gun ownership, education.
It should be what they want.
Yeah.
It's not.
And they don't get it. In my opinion, that's a bad marketing decision.
Mm-hmm.
Again, go ahead and insult more than half the country that would like to have the option of, you know, self-defense. They're insane. They just don't know what they're doing, man. Yeah. And I've seen some knee-jerk reactions. Well, there you go. I don't think they did themselves a whole lot of good with that move, and they're going to find that out. They always underestimate the blowback from a move like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, in the 3 o'clock hour, I'd hoped to do this at some point. We got to interview Lisa Chauvin, who is a friend of mine, and a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And she was amazing with her insights and stories in the 8 days since that terrible event, talks about how a simple change in her schedule may have saved her life that day. And what it's been like going through funerals and viewings and the emotions and what it's like on the campus and so forth. And we're going to replay that this hour, except we will pause and comment. And called out CNN for the, what was the term she used? The lynch mob.
Lynch mob, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that was last night on TV. That's
exactly what it was.
A bad joke. And we have our business spotlight coming up as well. So stay with us. Traffic, news, and weather together, and then we're back. It's 5:07.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That delay on 85 northbound between Bell Road and Taylor Road has worked itself out. It's all gone now. Traffic moving through there with no problem. Not really seeing any big delays now around town. There is still some backed up traffic in the southbound lanes of the East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Also some on and off ramp traffic there, so watch out for that. A little bit on Taylor Road, just south of the interstate, right in front of East Chase, so be careful with that as well. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter has just received truckloads of Toyota Tacomas with up to 100,000-mile warranties. Get them before they're gone, Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Yesterday, officers arrived at the 1600 block of West Scott Street after being called. They saw a subject fleeing the scene who was armed. There was an exchange of gunfire, and that subject was fatally shot. A Montgomery police officer sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating that shooting per MPD protocol. Carver High School was briefly placed on a lockdown as a precaution. A man wanted by Millbrook police for a shooting last Saturday is in custody. 22-year-old Rodney Tavarius Pettaway Jr. was arrested by Montgomery police. An anonymous tip led law enforcement to Pettaway's location in the 2000 block of Greenville Street. He was wanted for the shooting of 19-year-old Michael Justin Wilson of Wetumpka. Marijuana and a stolen car were found at the scene of that shooting, by the way. And Montgomery Regional Airport will start nonstop flights to Orlando May 14th. Happy summertime. That's your headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We could still break another couple of records before this week is over. For tonight, partly cloudy, very mild, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, another day in the low 80s. That's close to the record. Partial sunshine, rain chances minimal tomorrow, but not zero. Saturday, high temperature around 80, slight chance of a shower during the day. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, and showers and storms becoming likely Sunday as a front moves into the area. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama. Before we get busy, get our weather app on your phone and be ready for push notifications for watches and warnings, plus current conditions, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Joining us in the studio, a silent partner in all of my radio work here, Wiley Dempsey from Cartridge World. who keeps us supplied with what we need so that when we hit print, we get print. And if we don't get print, we can go to him and get a printer. And welcome back. Good to see you again.
Well, thank you, Greg.
What's happening at Cartridge World?
Everything is new. If you haven't been there lately, you've never been there. So we are doing things a lot different. We're on the 6383 Atlanta Highway now. We've moved from our previous location. We've been here 3 years. And just trying to get people in our doors.
Well, let's do that. Let's start that process now. You pretty much carry any type of cartridge or printing need anybody could...
Yes, sir. If we don't have it, we can get it.
Mm.
If it's not out there, then we can't do anything with it. At one point, we were producing all of our merchandise, but now we are purchasing it through our manufacturers, and the quality is so much better. It's a totally different ball game. And we're usually 30 to 40% less than the majority of the OEM cartridges. And these cartridges that we're selling now are produced in the same manufacturers or same factories.
Well, 30 to 40%, that's certainly savings worth, you know, trying something new. I would like to know that, what are the hot trends in cartridges now? Because this is an ever-changing thing. I mean, I go back all the way to the dot matrix printers and stuff. What are people primarily using these days?
If you could go back 5 to 10 years ago, the people were just who were doing the things that I'm doing now, they would just drill a hole and fill the cartridge full. Well, it's totally different now because the manufacturers have put chips on everything. So once you run the cycle, you've got to replace that chip. So you just can't fill it full of ink and or toner and just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality has got so much better, it's just unbelievable.
Well, plus you can offer them a more intimate type of service.
Yes.
Because I've been to your location a number of times.
Yes.
And you can build relationships a lot better with businesses and individuals who do a lot of printing there than you can in a giant store setup.
Yes, sir. Well, we've been in this business now for 11 years. Built a lot of business-to-business contacts, and I will go out and we will deliver. And we will recycle the merchandise that you have when you use our product. So that means a lot to a lot of people.
And some additional savings there as well. Now, I was also impressed because one time I was there and I needed some paper, and you still carry reams of paper, right?
I will carry, yes, sir. I carry reams of paper, and I do carry a few of the printers, usually around 6 or 7 of them. They're your more popular printers that use your more economical cartridges.
Mm-hmm. What are, when you say economical cartridge, what kind of brands are we talking here?
I carry mainly the Brother.
Mm-hmm.
The Brother on the inkjets are much more economical than say, the Epson or the Lexmark or the HPs. And the way they're set up now is, if one of your cartridges goes out on your inkjet machine, it's going to stop totally until you replace it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put a black in and just print away. It's you've got to have them. And we're real knowledgeable on what's going on with these machines. A lot of times, if you'll call us up and ask us, we can tell you what's going on.
You say you deliver?
Yes, sir, we do deliver. We're within the Millbrook, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery area. Anything over $100 is free delivery.
All right. Anything else that we may have missed? You say you still do the reconditioned printers.
Yes,
somebody
we sure
needs
do.
A second printer for the home.
Yes, we do. And we are pretty knowledgeable on those printers.
All right. Again, whether you do a lot of work from home or you're a business and you want to team up with a great group of people that offer great service, good products, Wiley Dempsey and the team at Cartridge World would love to have you partner up with them. And again, let's give your location information and phone number.
We're at 6383 Atlanta Highway, which is west of Walmart. Our telephone number is 334-819-8797. And we also do POs through the schools.
All righty. We appreciate you coming by today for the business break. Come and join us again.
Yes, sir, Greg. Thank you a lot.
It is 16 minutes after 5 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm going to have to substitute for Brandt today and explain what happened on the market.
Thank you, Mr. Stacey. Yes, sir.
The NASDAQ was down slightly.
Slightly.
Nothing to be alarmed about.
Just a little. Just a tiny bit.
But the Dow was up. 164 points, not quite enough to make up for yesterday's loss. It's just below 25,000. Of course, that's just a number. It's an arbitrary number. What difference at this point does it make?
I've heard that somewhere.
And that's pretty much it in terms of big financial news today.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you. I do want to mention, though, of course, a great move for you, especially with things like tax law changes and so forth. What can people do? Some things that we used to be able to deduct are going to be going away. Where can you put your money and shelter it and reduce your tax exposure? These are the kinds of questions Brant likes to sit down and talk to you about so that you get to keep and work with as much money as possible. He's got an incredible team of people at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, and you'll love them. You walk out of there a smarter person just for having the chance to sit down and talk ideas about where you'd like to be in a year or 5 years. Thinking ahead, that's what they do so well. And they literally live in this universe 24/7 over there. That's McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. The number to make an appointment to see Brant and meet the dream team over there is 387-0094, 387-0094 for McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
18 minutes after 5 o'clock. So let's, before we replay our interview with Lisa Chauvin, a little backstory here. When that story broke that afternoon, it was a gut punch to see Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in a helicopter aerial shot with the words, active shooter.
Yeah.
With the word casualties and so forth underneath it, it was obviously a bad situation and would be involving numerous deaths and injuries. And this is an area, it's a school I've been to many, many times. It baffled me how somebody could pull this off there, because I've been to the campus and I know in at least the main building where they have activity centers and stuff, and they do have some amazing things for kids in that school. You just can't walk in without being stopped, asked to show identification, and so forth. So immediately wondering, how did this particular event, how did somebody get onto that campus with the weaponry necessary to inflict the damage that was done? But my immediate thought was a friend named Lisa Chauvin. She has been a teacher there since before I met her about 18 years ago. And she's an incredible lady, wonderful woman. She was the one that came to my rescue when I almost chopped the tip of my finger off in a car door. That's a true story.
Well, I'm glad we can laugh at your pain.
Yeah, I know. I've got something connected to everybody. And just knowing her as I do, an extraordinary teacher, and I immediately went to her Facebook page to see if there was anything there that would indicate whether she was okay or not, because they mentioned that some of the casualties had included faculty. And she had put a display box up on her Facebook page saying, "I'm okay, just trying to catch up with everybody else that may still." As it turned out, she had a lunch appointment off campus that day at 1 o'clock. And the quirk of making that appointment may have saved her life. So we're going to replay our interview. We may pause it. We will be pausing it, in fact, from time to time, so we can get traffic and weather and so forth in, and then comment on some of the things that she had to say. CV, there's a couple of things I'd like to tell you about the person we're about to talk to.
I've told my friend Dana, she could very well be...
Was there for me among many other memorable times we've had together. Known each other almost 20 years. That's hard to believe. How you doing, Lisa?
It is hard to believe. And thank you for the introduction. That was very nice.
It's very
I'm
true.
Hanging in there, Greg. I'm hanging in there. Thank you for asking.
this whole story broke just before showtime, the first thing I did was go to your Facebook page because we are friends, and mm-hmm. I was relieved to see that you had put a block up saying that you were okay. Let's go back, though. You had signed out of the school early that day for a lunch. Do you ever look back at that decision as something that could have altered the course of your life, the fact that you...
Absolutely. And I've told my friend Dana, she could very well be my guardian angel because I don't have a class late in the day. So if I were still on campus, I would have been outside walking around. So who knows, you know, what might have happened.
These shootings have occurred, unfortunately, previously. When they happened, do you ever look at other events and put them in the context of Douglas Hyde? Did you ever see this as something that could be possible there?
Yes, absolutely, I did. I've wondered, you know, what would I do if this did happen at Douglas? And I had a little plan in my mind of exactly what I would do. And, you know, you hear about these things happening in other schools, and some of the other schools like Columbine was not very socioeconomically differently than Douglas.
Right.
You know, they were very similar, and I'm like, you know, it could happen here as well.
I actually made that comparison as that story mm-hmm. was unraveling that afternoon.
Yeah, they're very, very similar. And, you know, my friend and I were having lunch, and then all of a sudden I started getting all these text messages from everyone. Are you okay? Are you okay? And I had no idea. And one of them said, turn on the news, and we did. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it.
No. You had used the word surreal. Is that when that feeling started to sink in? This is actually happening in my universe this close?
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, three of my friends died. One of my students was killed, and two of my closest teacher friends had several students killed in their own classroom. So it was, you know, horrific. And today I went to the funeral for Coach Feist, the security guard who got between the shooter and students and gave up his life to save theirs.
What an amazing act of heroism. A tribute to the human spirit being willing to do that, literally giving himself up to save others. I hope they find an appropriate way to remember him. What's happening on the campus now? Is the school still shut down? What's the plan going forward at the high school?
The school is still shut down. They're planning on not ever using that building again. Mm-hmm. They're supposedly going to destroy it and have some kind of memorial on its site. The teachers can go back on campus tomorrow if we want to. It's voluntary. Mm-hmm. And Monday and Tuesday of next week will be official teacher days back. And then the students are supposed to return starting Wednesday of next week, but on an abbreviated schedule. They'll go like on a half day mm-hmm. next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Sunday for students, there's going to be kind of, they're calling it a reorientation, because as kids were running out of each building, they had to drop their backpacks on the ground.
Right.
And they don't have them back yet, so they want to bring them on campus so they can get their stuff back, and if they want to walk around, they can walk around, you know, try to get the healing process started for them as well.
Sure. Had you ever had any contact with the shooter? Was he ever a student of yours?
No.
We're going to have to pause it there because we got to take a break. We'll come back to that. But this is, again, Lisa Chauvin, teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She did say no, she had not had contact with the student in that venue, you know, mm-hmm. as a teacher. But what she had to say about him following that answer mm-hmm. is something you need to stay tuned in here.
Definitely.
We'll be right back. 525.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's, now located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Diamonds come in all kinds of shapes. There's cushion cut, there's round cut, there's radiant cut, there's oval cuts. There's so many cuts. Let us lay it out on the table and make it real simple for you. Let us show you our Forever Mark diamonds. Let us show you the best possible diamonds, the brightest diamonds, for the least amount of money. You heard me. You're going to see the best, prettiest diamonds for the least amount of money at Marguerite's. That's what we specialize in. And we carry the inventory, so we'll lay it out so it's very simple to understand. Come visit us at our new Cornerstone Shops.
One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale. Come to AutoSave Tire February 23rd, 24th, and 26th for your tires. All sizes, all brands, all tires on sale. We have special pricing from our vendors for this sale only. Also sell prices on alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, tune-ups, maintenance services, and more. Do not miss this sale. Three locations for 3 days. Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville, February 23rd, 24th, and 26th. AutoSave Tire's annual warehouse sale. Do not miss this sale. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net.
It. Time for traffic.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are pretty good as folks are hitting the trail and headed home this evening. A little bit of rush hour traffic on 85 southbound right around South Union down to the interchange. That's typical for this time of day. Still seeing a lot of backed up traffic on East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway down to the interstate and a little past maybe all the way down to Carmichael Road, and it is really backed up right around 85 there. The on and off ramps are really taking a beating there right now. Otherwise, everything's looking fairly decent. South Boulevard, a little stop and go stuff, especially around the on and off ramps getting on to Troy Highway. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We could still break another couple of records before this week is over. For tonight, partly cloudy, very mild, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, another day in the low 80s. That's close to the record. Partial sunshine, rain chances minimal tomorrow, but not zero. Saturday, high temperature around 80, slight chance of a shower during the day. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, and showers and storms becoming likely Sunday as a front moves into the area. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama. Before we get busy, get our weather app on your phone and be ready for push notifications for watches and warnings, plus current conditions, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Spring is about to be sprung on us.
Yes, right there, Bubba. You know, we've got all kinds of great new items coming in the store, and one of the hottest items are the corksicle drink glasses. We have the wine tumblers. We have just the regular 16-ounce drink tumblers. We have the thermoses. They're like pastel colors, real pretty. Perfect gift for somebody, or perfect just to hang out by the pool or at the lake. And if that's not your thing, we've got great-looking new jewelry that's coming in, and purses, springtime, summertime purses coming in every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got cover-ups. We've got all kinds of great, great items at Tucker Pecan. Tea towels for the lake, pillows for the lake. And you know what? If that's not your thing, Bubba, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Made fresh daily. Come by Tucker Pecan and we can hook you up with some good chocolate-covered pecans, white chocolate, honey pecans, praline, you name it, we've got it at Tucker Pecan.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks
looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Still on, it's still on, still on, it's still on.
I can't believe I'm still watching the Olympics. When will it end? I'd like real TV shows back.
New episodes of The Blacklist. No new shows till the Olympics are done. Flicking through the channels, oh boy, figure skating. Now it's only interesting when the skaters fall.
How many times can I see someone hurling down a mountain? I'm watching Netflix until the games are done.
5:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Thursday Mishpucha, Greg Goodell, Joey Clark, and the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams, host of Clearing the Air, Saturdays, 6 to 9. What's your lineup for this weekend, by the way?
Postman's going to come back this week. This is going to be the third show in a series about the secret space program.
I caught part of that. We were texting.
Yes, we were. Thank you. Very kind comments. Appreciate that.
What we're doing right now, I had hoped from the time this story broke that I'd be able to reach out to a friend of mine named Lisa Chauvin, a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, to get her take on the events of last week when the shooting took place. And just to bring you up to speed in case you're just joining us, she had, and this is rare, it was rare for her, signed out of school that day at 1 o'clock to go to a lunch, which took her off campus. At that particular time, as she explained to us in this interview, she normally would have been walking around on campus and could have easily, you know, gotten into the path of the shooter. Our last question before we paused the interview was this individual Cruz in your class? Did you ever have him in a class? And her answer was no. Let's pick it up from there.
No. Thank goodness I have not. But I've heard from several of my teacher friends, and I've heard from several students that when there was a shooting reported, they knew exactly who it was. You know, but I have not had any contact with them.
The story that the FBI had been warned about this guy, that the police had been called to his house 39 times. When you hear this information in the wake of an event like this, how do you feel about that?
It's horrible because you always hear, if you see something, say something. And people have, and yet nothing was done. And, you know, events like the town hall meeting last night, it seemed to me, well, you know what network it was held on, so it was biased. But the only thing they wanted to harp on was that one facet of it. No one harped on, except for the NRA lady, no one harped on the fact that the FBI dropped the ball. She tried to, you know, ask Sheriff Israel about the 39 times, but, you know, he was kind of dancing around that as well. But, you know, if someone has that much of a history, why would you take them from an off-campus behavioral education center and want to put them back into a traditional school with 3,200 kids? That makes absolutely no sense at all. And then they weren't even monitoring him, and they didn't try and, you know, take his guns away. So, you know, the FBI and the sheriff's office and the Broward County school system bear responsibility for this as well.
I need to ask, at what point, or let me just ask you this, has this now transitioned from a news story to something that's being exploited for a political agenda by the media or politicians?
Oh, I think that happened immediately. Absolutely. That night, the night of the shooting, my phone started ringing, and I had all these area codes from New York City, and I didn't take any calls, and it was all TV news people wanting to interview me. You know, and absolutely, and I'm getting all these emails from all these people across the country, and here's what you need to do. You need to boycott stores that sell anything from the NRA, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just, it was immediately political, which is disappointing. We can't mourn our dead before everything turns political.
Right. This past week has been one of viewings and funerals.
Yep.
And how does everybody move forward? I mean, each individual has to handle a situation like this with their own set of tools. Sometimes people don't have those, so there's professional help available to supply that. But it's also something that the school and the student body and teachers have to do together.
Right.
Is there a process for that? Have they had counseling available for students and teachers?
There has been counseling available since, you know, pretty much the day after the shootings took place. And there still is. You know, there's counseling set up at the, you know, Parkland City Center. And there will be some on campus starting tomorrow for teachers. And it will be there for us again Monday and Tuesday. And then it'll be available on campus for students at least, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and probably after that. There are also going to be therapy dogs, service dogs on campus in different teachers' classrooms. The two teachers that are close friends that had kids killed in their classrooms, they're going to be having service dogs in their room that will, you know, hopefully help students that are having emotional problems at the time.
That's another thing I had not heard in the coverage of this event because, you know, as she mentioned, CNN's busy turning this into a...
politicizing.
Yeah. And notice how she said immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately, and getting emails within hours after this event, you know, telling her to boycott this store, that store, that had anything to do with the NRA. That's some serious organization.
Almost like it was planned.
Yeah. Hmm. It makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does.
She has more to say. She's really, I've said this about the women I've known here. She doesn't need a feminist to stand up for her and tell her how it needs to be, right? You kind of pick up on that. She's exceptionally intelligent. She knows who she is and where she's at. And when we come back to this interview, you're going to find out what she would do if she had a role in deciding how do we prevent this from happening in the future.
Now, I haven't watched much of that CNN town hall that happened last night. I did do some quick reading on people's reactions to it, and one opinion, which I think is about right, is that this is counterproductive to anybody who's a Democrat who's looking for kind of a compromise position. You know, for years, like, remember the guy was in the 2012 election? A guy stood up and said, "Why are you and Hillary trying to take away weapons from law-abiding Americans and not punishing the bad guys?" And Obama goes into this whole, like, 5-6 minute spiel about, "I don't want to take away your weapons. I just want to look for common sense controls, like, you know, more background checks, these sort of
things. You can keep your doctor."
Yeah.
Right. And of course, we're very skeptical of that. And so you go, say you're somebody who's a member of the NRA. Maybe you saw the shooting. Maybe you're like our boss, Rick Peters, going, "You know, I'll give up the right to the AR, whatever. This has to stop." But then you go look at that town hall, and it's not people cheering for a compromise position.
No.
It's people yelling and shouting people down, cheering for banning all so-called assault rifles, which it's not practical politics or policy.
That town hall was a joke. It was orchestrated to prove a point.
Yep.
And in my opinion, they ambushed. I mean, calling Dana Loesch a murderer, how? For what? She never killed anybody. She's a rape victim. But that's your sensitive left.
Yeah.
You know? And how they care. And Rubio wasn't treated particularly well either. So I have a feeling that the only way you could get into that town hall yesterday is if you were a registered Democrat. Mm-hmm. I'm just a little suspicious on anything they do. It's 5:40.
You have to be.
We'll come back to the interview in a moment. If you would like to rejuvenate yourself, if you're feeling a little bit sluggish, perhaps you'd like to lose some weight, you have some goals in mind, let me recommend IV vitamin therapy at infusion. Vitamins are good for you, no doubt about it. I'm not saying you shouldn't take them out of a bottle if that's something you choose to do. But the reality is only a fraction of ingested vitamins actually get into your system. with IV vitamin therapy, and they have about six different cocktails they put together at Infusion to help you achieve anything from a greater sense of beauty and radiance to stress relief to weight loss or to boost your energy. But with IV vitamin therapy, it all goes directly into the blood, and you can walk out of there feeling better because it works that quickly. In fact, what a lot of people I know do, I was talking to my friend Jason, who is doing both, does the IV and then gets in the cryotherapy chamber for a few minutes and it just like revs up everything they just put in. It's also a place Rich Thomas and I are both doing glutathione. It is a master detoxifier and just a few drops on a spoon mixed in with some juice, and it's a great way to feel an immediate clarification, a little bit of a wake up, and it's very natural, very natural. So ask about how Infusion Wellness can help you achieve your goals, feel better, have more energy, lose weight, whatever it is you're looking to do. Infusion Wellness, of course, still has the laser available as well for people who have chronic pain, because the laser drives the blood to where it needs to go to help speed the healing process. Everything you need to be a better you is already in there. Now, they can add it with the vitamin therapy, and they can supercharge it with the cryo chamber or the laser. Ask about it. Call them at 296-1662. That's 296-1662 for Infusion Wellness.
By Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Watching a couple of pretty good backups here on 85 southbound from just before the interchange with 65 back past South Union, and then on the northbound side, starting about where the other backup ends and goes up to Ann Street. So watch out there, north and southbound on 85 from the interchange on back to Ann Street. Pretty busy. East Boulevard, the south lanes coming from Atlanta Highway down to I-85 and then past there on past Woodmere Boulevard and heading toward Vaughn Road. You got some pretty backed up traffic there too, so watch out for that. Taylor and Vaughn is a little crowded, and Taylor Road right at the interstate and East Chase kind of crowded up there too. So lots of little backups to watch out for. You can get a new 2018 Toyota Camry with the new body style starting at just $345 per month with no money down. Sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, the better way to buy. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first-time homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at JackIngramMercedes.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we're going to continue with our interview earlier this afternoon with Lisa Chauvin, a friend of mine and a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High for 20 years. She's been really blunt in her opinions on that joke of a town hall.
Yeah.
It was actually more of a village idiot gathering than anything else, and at the expense of Marco Rubio and Dana Loesch, who I think were poorly treated.
Ambushed.
And Jake Tapper let it happen. He just lost control of that thing, or maybe had no intention of taking control of it, whatever. She mentioned earlier in this interview, her friend called her her guardian angel because they had made an appointment at 1 o'clock to be off campus. Otherwise, she would have been in the area where the shooting broke out because she had already taught her last class for the day. She's been expressing opinions on the FBI. They dropped the ball.
Yes, they did drop the ball. Yeah.
Pardon me, I'm doing my best to work through this. Drop the ball. So let's continue and get some more, including how she would handle this if she had a role in the decision-making process.
At the time, maybe the dog will help to soothe them a little bit.
I really don't know how you absorb this and move forward. And certainly that school is going to have a long, long healing process ahead of it, along with the students, the faculty, and the community. I mean, I know that area very well.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote for the magazine there. I was at your school on a number of different occasions for
right.
career days and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's. I made that comparison. It did remind me a little bit socioeconomically of Columbine, and I was trying
mm-hmm.
to think how to. But the campus has also grown quite a bit since I was last there.
Right. There have been two additional buildings built, and one of the buildings that is one of the newer ones is the one where the shootings took place.
Mm.
So, yes, it has grown considerably.
Have staff, faculty met? Has there been any attempt to get group consensus together on how to prevent this from happening again? What would you recommend?
Well, number one, I think the security staff needs to be armed. It's ridiculous to have security people that are unarmed and to have one person on campus, the school resource officer, armed and on a 45-acre large campus.
Wow.
You know, what good is that person, really, when they're the only person who's armed? So I think you need to start there. You know, everyone, Sheriff Israel on the town forum last night, no, we don't want to arm teachers, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't want to walk around with a gun on my hip, but I want to have the choice to be able to have a locked firearm in my room in a drawer or, you know, file cabinet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trained. I have my CCP. I'm willing to go through additional training and be tested. And if there's another shooter, I'm going to lock my kids in my closet. I'm going to get that gun out and that person will not come in my room without a bullet between their eyes.
All right. Yes. I told you she was amazing.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, President Trump proposed that, but, you know, everyone else that is on the news seems to be saying that that's a bad idea. I don't think it is a bad idea. Because otherwise, you're just a bunch of sitting ducks.
Uh-huh.
You
exactly.
really are.
It seems to me that at least one political group in this country cannot wrap their minds around the idea that the the unicorn-esque feel about a gun-free zone is actually saying, here's a shooting gallery coming
to us. Absolutely, yeah, yeah. That's why these mass shooters target places like churches and schools, because they know that there are no firearms there. You know, this punk was a 5'7", 120-pound kid.
Wow.
And I guarantee you, you know, from my supposition, if somebody's shooting at him, he probably would have dropped his rifle and ran off. Who knows? But that's what I think would have happened. But, you know, unfortunately, none of the security guards did. And the one police officer we had on campus armed somehow never made it into that building, which is a whole nother issue.
Yeah. Let me ask. I thought, first of all, I was kind of shocked. I had read the president's initial reaction about thoughts and prayers for the staff, faculty, students, and families in Parkland. And somebody who purported to be a student basically called him a POS, we don't need your prayers, and blah, blah, blah. I thought what he did yesterday, throwing open the White House to invite people in to talk about it, was a good move.
It's, well, I do too.
It shows concern.
Yeah, and I do too.
A willingness to look for new ideas and ways to prevent this kind of thing from ever happening again.
Mm-hmm. And originally he had spoken about coming to Stoneman Douglas yesterday, but he changed his mind. But I think that's a good thing, because it would have been a lynch mob like last night was for Marco Rubio.
Well, it seems to me, like you mentioned getting all those phone calls with New York area codes and stuff, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they were going to pre-interview you to see where your position on firearms might be, so they can pick and choose people that are going to support the narrative that the particular network wants to put across, instead of having a fair and open debate. Would that?
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. And, you know, I didn't go to the town hall meeting because I knew what it was going to be, essentially, because of the network sponsoring it. But if I had gone, they would probably have asked me what my views were, and they definitely would not have given me a microphone or sat me on the stage. Unless I lied and ambushed them, which, you know, might have been a good idea.
Love it.
That was... again, amazing, given what she's been through and what she described to me when we were communicating to set up the interview, viewings, funerals today for the coach that heroically threw himself over the bodies of students and
it's unreal.
And gave up his life to save theirs. But if he can, for just a second, to be in her shoes or anybody connected to that place, I don't know how it can ever really be anything close to the same again. Because
it's impossible.
That pall will hang over, you know, for the rest of time. And it's a school that should be known for many accomplishments. They've graduated some brilliant people, some very successful people, and they have some great programs customized for students there. It's really an excellent, excellent school. I was always happy. And anytime I was invited there, I was always wanting to go, because you knew you were going to be talking to a group of students who were engaged. And it almost seems like they would be better off renting a building somewhere for a couple of years and just plowing down the whole place and rebuilding.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be reminders there. It's 5:55. I'm going to boil some of that interview down a little bit further for use down the road, but and we'll have her back.
Yes.
We'll absolutely have her back. It's 5:55. Our thanks to Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for their long-term support of the show. We suggest that you offer your heating and air conditioning system the long-term support of Clark's through a membership for $159, two annual tune-ups. They hire, man, they are just such detail people when it comes to choosing who's going to come to work for Clark's. They look for the very, very best. They also thoroughly background check the people they hire. And they agree to be drug tested on an ongoing basis. Not because they're suspicious, they just don't want any doubt about who is representing them in the field. And then when they're in the field, the customer service they provide, the expertise they bring to the table is second to none. And these are people, I swear, because I've had listeners repeat it back to me, I want them to stay for dinner. They were so nice. That's what you can expect from Clark's. And they have talented, talented plumbers as well, who, again, meet the same high standards for employment at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Get yourself a membership. Help that machine that works so hard for you last past its 20th birthday, as it should, by calling 277-2125, 277-2125. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, you better call Clark's.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, y'all. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic 85 north and southbound have cleaned up nicely. There's nothing there now to give you any problems. All that backup is gone. Still seeing some backups, though, on the Eastern Boulevard, the southbound lanes from Atlanta Highway down to about Woodmere Boulevard. There are some backed up traffic there, and also on Taylor Road right at Atlanta Highway and then on to Atlanta Highway as you turn in either direction there. Some backed up traffic. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville and the Clayton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Montgomery Subaru and Montgomery Eye Physicians, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop-off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward.